So which is it?
Are the Hoths phony, or is the government already covering its ass by erasing data? Lee said,
Could be either.
I said, The Hoths are phony.
You think, or you know?
It was too easy at Penn Station.
Ha!
They sucked me in. Leonid let me see him. He was wearing a jacket that looked bright orange under the lights. It was practically the same as the safety vest I saw some railroad workers wearing. It drew my eye. I was supposed to notice it. Then he let me hit him, because I was supposed to take the phone from him and find out about the Four Seasons. They manipulated me. There are layers upon layers here. They needed to talk to me, but they didn't want me to see everything. They didn't want to show their whole hand, so they set up a way in for me. They lured me to the hotel and tried a sweet, easy approach. Just one guy, acting incompetent at the railroad station, and then the soft soap. They even had a backup plan, which was coming to the precinct house and making the missing persons report. Either way, I would have showed up eventually.
What do they want from you?
Susan's information.
Which was what?
I don't know.
Who are they?
Not journalists. I guess I was wrong about that. Lila was acting one thing, acting another thing. I don't know what she really is.
Is the old woman for real?
I don't know.
Where are they now?
They bailed out of the hotel. They always had somewhere else. They had two tracks running, public consumption and private business. So I don't know where they are now. Their alternative place, obviously. Some long-term secure location, I guess. Here in the city, probably. Maybe a townhouse. Because they have a crew with them. People of their own. Bad people. Those private guys were right. How bad, they just found out the hard way, with the hammers. Lee said,
So the Hoths are covering their asses, too.
Wrong tense. They already cover them. They're hunkered down someplace, and anyone who might have known where is dead. The train stopped at 23rd Street. The doors opened. No one got on. No one got off. Theresa Lee stared at the floor. Jacob Mark looked across her at me and said,
If Homeland Security can't even track Lila Hoth into the country, then they also can't tell if she went to California or not, which means it could have been her with Peter.
Yes, it could have been. The doors closed. The train moved on. Theresa Lee looked up from the floor and turned to me and said,
What happened to those four guys was our fault, you know. With the hammers? Your fault, specifically. You told Lila you knew about them. You turned them into a loose end.
I said, Thanks for pointing that out.
You tipped her over the edge. Your fault, specifically.
The train rattled into the 28th Street station. We got out at 33rd Street. None of us wanted to hit Grand Central. Too many cops. And in Jacob Mark's case, at least, maybe too many negative associations. At street level, Park Avenue was busy. Two cop cars came past in the first minute. To the west was the Empire State Building. Too many cops. We doubled back south and took a quiet cross street toward Madison. I was feeling pretty good by then. I had spent 16 hours out of 17 fast asleep, and I was full of food and fluids. But Lee and Jake looked beat. They had nowhere to go and weren't used to it. Obviously, they couldn't go home. They couldn't go to friends either. We had to assume all their known haunts were being watched. Lee said,
We need a plan.
I liked the look of the block we were on. New York has hundreds of separate micro-neighborhoods. Flavor and nuance vary street by street, sometimes building by building. Park and Madison in the high 20s are slightly seedy. The cross streets are a little down at the heel. Maybe once they were high-end, and maybe one day they will be again, but right then they were comfortable. We hid out under sidewalk scaffolding for a spell, and watched drunks staggering home from bars, and people from nearby apartment houses walking their dogs before bed. We saw a guy with a Great Dane the size of a pony, and a girl with a rat terrier the size of the Great Dane's head. Overall, I preferred the rat terrier. Small dog, big personality. The little guy thought he was boss of the world. We waited until the clock passed midnight, and then we snaked back and forth, west and east, until we found the right kind of hotel. It was a narrow place with an out-of-date illuminated sign backed with low wattage bulbs. It looked a little run down and grimy. Smaller than I would have liked. Bigger places work much better. Greater chance of empty rooms, more anonymity, less supervision. But all in all, the place we were looking at was feasible. It was a decent target for the $50 trick. Or maybe we could even get away with 40. In the end, we had to bid our way up to 75. Probably because the night porter suspected we had some kind of a sexual threesome in mind. Maybe because of the way Theresa Lee was looking at me. There was something going on in her eyes. I wasn't sure what. But clearly, the night porter saw an opportunity to raise his rate. The room he gave us was small. It was in back of the building, and had twin beds and a narrow window on an air shaft. It was never going to show up in a tourist brochure, but it felt secure and clandestine, and I could tell that Lee and Jake felt good about spending the night in it. But equally, I could tell that neither one of them felt good about spending two nights in it, or five or ten. "We need help," Lee said. "We can't live like this indefinitely." "We can if we want to," I said. "I've lived like this for 10 years.
"Okay. A normal person can't live like this indefinitely. We need help. This problem isn't going to go away."
"It could," Jake said, "from how you were figuring it before. If 3,000 people knew, it wouldn't be a problem anymore. So all we have to do is tell 3,000 people.
One at a time?
No, we should call the newspapers."
"Would they believe us?"
"If we were convincing."
"Would they print the story?"
"Why wouldn't they?"
"Who knows what goes on with newspapers now? Maybe they would check with the government about a thing like this. Maybe the government would tell them to sit on it."
"What about freedom of the press?"
Lee said. "Yes, I remember that."